evening, sleep friends. It is Fairy Tale Friday once again, and tonight I'll be reading a fairy tale from China. For you to get into a relaxed state, to prepare you for deep sleep, it is good to ensure that your breathing is deep and steady. Get into a comfortable position and be aware of your breathing. Allow the breath to be saturated with kindness as it cradles the body, soothing any stress or discomfort you may feel. Become aware of any thoughts and emotions that enter your mind. Do know that you can always change your perspective and feel you have more choice on what thoughts enter your mind at bedtime. So try to relax and forget about the worries of the day, and allow those negative thoughts to diminish far, far away from you. And it's now time to enjoy this fairy tale. The Butterfly's Dream. The scholar Chuang Ju lived a simple life. This meant he had less money for food, but more time for thinking. It also meant his clothes were always full of holes and his shoes were tied together with string. All the same, he counted himself amongst the happiest of men. Because Chuang Ju had a reputation for seeing to the heart of problems, many people wanted his advice. His fame gradually spread until the king himself heard of the wise scholar and sent messengers to seek him out. They found the old man fishing on the river, as he often did after lunch. The messengers jumped off their horses in a cloud of dust, threw themselves to their knees, and bowed. Without raising their heads, they offered Chuang Ju 1,000 pieces of silver to come to the capital and advise their king. "No thanks," said Chuang Ju. "Now, go away. You are scaring the fish." The fish weren't biting that afternoon, but the weather was warm. Chuang Ju watched his line and thought about the meaning of life. Soon his eyes grew heavy. He started to feel so sleepy. And he relaxed into a deep sleep. In his dream, he found himself floating up and away from his body. He climbed high above the river. Surprised by his new powers, he glanced behind him and saw that butterfly wings had sprouted from his back. The wings were decorated with bright yellow and blue spots and fluttered softly and rapidly. Chuang Ju looked down at his hands and saw that they had vanished. In their place, 6 spindly legs had sprouted from his furry body. He realized all at once that he had become a butterfly. Instead of being frightened by this strange turn of events, Chuangju was filled with joy. He flitted here and there, first curving down through the air in a dizzying swoop, then climbing gently up on a gossamer breeze. New senses unfurled to him. Now, as a butterfly, he could taste the slightest difference in the wind. All the flowers shouted and sang out to him with loud voices, offering up their nectar. In fact, Chuangju was having such a glorious time that he soon forgot that he had ever been a man. He lost track of time, feeling so relaxed in the air. He had always been a butterfly and nothing else. Life was only this, laughing, soaring, fluttering, up so splendid, down so wondrous. "Chuangju," a loud voice boomed. Someone was kicking him. "Chuangju, the sun is setting. Wake up, old friend." The wonderful dream crumbled apart like a sandcastle before a wave. Suddenly, Chuangju found himself back on the ground with a knobbly tree at his back and a stiff ache in his neck. He couldn't fly anymore. His friend, Big Chang, was standing over him. Chuangju blinked slowly. He knew he had lost something amazing, but something else was making him wonder too. He looked around at the river and the grass, and then up at Big Chang, quite puzzled, as if seeing everything for the first time. "You look like you've seen something strange," said Big Chang. "Come to the inn with me. That'll cheer you up." Sipping tea at the inn, Chuangju remained lost in thought. "So," said his friend, "it's been 10 minutes that you've been sitting here pondering. Why do you still look like someone's turning cartwheels on your grave? Is it a bad dream?" "Quite the opposite," replied Chuangju. "It was a wonderful dream." And he explained about his joyful time as a butterfly. "So what's the problem?" asked Big Chang. "That sounds great." "My problem is that I can't tell if I've woken up or not," replied Chuangju. "This conversation that I'm having with you seems very real. This soothing tea tastes very real too." He took another sip. "But then, so did my dream of being a butterfly. That felt just as real, maybe even more." Big Chang frowned. "I'm not sure that I understand you." Chuangju smiled. "I thought I was Chuangju, dreaming of being a butterfly. But what if I am a butterfly, dreaming of being Chuangju?" "Bah! What rot!" scoffed Big Chang. "I can assure you that I am very real. So are these delicious almond cakes, which I am gobbling. And I can tell you that you are real, old man, because you are talking nonsense as usual. How can you be so sure? Chuang Ju shook his head. You might be part of my dream. The truth, my friend, is that we have no way of knowing if we're more or less real than anything else. The two men sat in silence for a bit, contemplating this curious thought. The evening was fine. Good smells wafted from the kitchen. More tea came, and skewers of pork and rice and steamed dumplings and many other delicious offerings. The inn was filled with quiet laughter and the clicking of chopsticks. Big Chang began to feast, stuffing food into his mouth and smacking his lips. "Why are you eating so much?" asked Chuang Ju, after Big Chang had gobbled down his fifth dumpling. "Well, my friend," Big Chang grinned through a mouthful of pork, "maybe you are right. Maybe we are only a butterfly's dream. But if we are, then I reckon it's my duty to make sure that this butterfly creature will get the best dream ever." Dear sleep friends, I do hope that you enjoyed this Friday's folktale from China. It is always good to sleep with a smile and sleep with a sense of gratitude, because sleeping is a gift and you deserve to have sweet dreams tonight. Good night. Until the next Fairy Tale Friday.